Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for tuning in once again to these boardroom chats. You know, it don't look like we're ever going to change this because I think people like it so much.
Do you like it?
I like it. Do you like it?
I like it, too.
Well, praise God. I tell you what, we both like it. There's a movie that
and
we like to watch.
Several,
both of us.
Both of us. No Time for Sergeants.
No Time for Sergeants. Yeah, you asked an old movie. That's a good movie. I like it. Both of us.
Yes. And what's his name, the star of it?
Andy Griffith,
yeah.
Great guy.
And there's a lot of other people that like it, too. I've got a few testimonies.
You want to start like
that? Why not do that?
Sure.
Patricia says, watching from Queensland, Australia. We're going to be going to Australia pretty soon in May.
Yes,
we're
indeed.
Working on the schedule.
And I hope you can come. We're going to be going all over the
continent. We'll be in Queensland.
We'll be in Queensland. We'll be in Perth. We'll be in Melbourne.
Sydney.
Boy, that's a great church in Sydney.
I think Canberra. Did we work on
Canberra?
Canberra.
Yeah. What else? There's a bunch of them. Yeah, just
well,
go to our website,
be?
JDM.org, and you'll get it on our magazine. And maybe you can come see us. It'd be a blessing. Yeah. We'd love to meet you in person. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Patricia. Okay, and this is from Tina. I love everything you both share. You always bring joy and laughter. Thank you. Your boardroom chats are so refreshing.
Isn't that a blessing of God? Hallelujah.
Or you feel refreshed?
I feel refreshed. Do I look refreshed?
Not really.
But
I believe you will be by the time we're done.
I do work a lot. You have no idea how much I work. Praise God.
I believe it's going to come out. Anyway,
Anna. Do I look bad?
No.
Good God.
You look good.
I've been having a little tickle in my throat when I laugh. I sound like that movie actor, George C. Scott, you know, when you laugh.
That's not a bad sound.
No, I liked it.
Okay, Anna says, we love both Sister Kathy and Brother Jesse. We have been JDM partners since 2003.
This is 2026.
Blessing?
Can I stop there just for a second?
Yeah.
Our partners are so vitally important, not because they send us finances, but they pray for us.
And they believe in what we're doing.
Oh, yes, and we pray for them. If you're a partner today, you will never ever be a day without prayer. Me and Kathy pray for you all the time. Mm-hmm. Not because you send finance, and we need that, because all this stuff is not free. Wish it was, but it's not. But you know what? You understand the vision. You know, when you put money towards something, that means you really like it. Otherwise, you wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
And I will say this, and I have been saying this for 50 years. Everything you send goes into world evangelism. I don't think many ministries can say that. We've been debt-free since 1982. We're reaching people, changing lives, one soul at a time. But we can't do it by ourselves. We got some of the biggest projects that are going on right now. Believe in God for 20,000 people to give $1,000. That's $20 million. Also a $20 million one-time giver.
Mm-hmm.
That's $40 million. And every soul will get 40 million souls. I'm telling you, we know what to do with
it.
100% goes there, Kathy.
Yeah.
We never touch it. Am I telling the truth?
That's true.
We never do that. And God has been so good and gracious. So thank you, partners.
Partnership is so important.
It really is.
Jesus had partners.
Oh, yes, indeed.
That helped him to do what he did. Paul had partners. He wrote to the church at Philippi. And they all had a right to share in the same anointing.
Amen.
Anointing that was on his life, the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And so really, it's a family. It's a partnership.
Yeah,
Our partnership is really a covenant family.
If you'd like to
we're
be
doing
a
it together.
Yeah. Let me just say this. If some of you say, well, how do I become a part? You can just go to our website, jdm.org. And if you want to give, you can hit the donate button. Or you can use PayPal. Or you can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one. I like donation. We say do a nation, praise God. Or you can use the free JDM app and select the giving you want. Or you can just go to the mailbox and mail the check in 100%. I said it earlier, goes into world evangelism. Help us to reach people, change lives, one soul at a time. One thing I do and Kathy does, we bring joy.
Amen.
And we take the religion out of Christianity. And that, I believe, is a testimony
I
on that.
I do. This one from Meredith says, thanks for taking religion out of Christianity.
Oh, that touched
I just,
me when
just
I read
love
that.
You both. That's great.
Yeah, religion is a garden of weeds. It's the theological wilderness. When the Bible says, whom the Son is set free, is free indeed. And I want to ask you a question real quick. How many people you see in church are free? That's sad to say that, huh? You see them in bondage to sickness, disease, financial distraught, depression, discouragement, despondent.
Yeah.
You know what? I think they're going to the wrong church.
Well.
Because the church should be able to pull you out of all of that.
If they come in that way, that's one thing, but they shouldn't leave that way.
That is correct.
They should be changed because
the
they came in the presence of God.
That gets rid of that trash if they're teaching this word of God.
That's right. It always works.
You know, one of my faith facts, I said, Pray, study, and quote the word. You do those three things.
So true.
And you are going to be a success going somewhere to succeed. Keep reading, Mom.
Emma says, I love watching Glorious Living and those hilarious and truthful boardroom chats from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Boy, Charlotte is a beautiful place.
It is a beautiful place.
Got that red
grip there. A lot of
beautiful
places on earth.
Oh, man. And this Georgian. One's... I like that Georgian flavor.
Okay, from YouTube, this one says, greeting from Kenya. We have never been to Kenya.
Flown over it many times.
Flown over it many times, yes. You have been a blessing to me since 2002.
You know,
so they've been a long-time listener and viewer.
You know, do you remember when we were in Colorado Springs? I don't know, a couple of years ago, 3 years maybe? We met the vice president's wife of Kenya. Remember that lady?
Yeah, we were at Andrew Womack's church.
Yeah,
they were attending the conference.
We hadn't had a chance to do it. But one day we're going to go there, praise the Lord. I tell you what, we're trying to hit every place we possibly can. It's such a blessing. Anything else?
One more. YouTube says, thank you. I thank you for this teaching and your words. I am watching here for the first time. So every time I'm so glad we have first-time viewers. If you're watching for the first time, let us know. We like to know where you're watching from. It's always an encouragement to us. And we do these for you. It's a chat that we talk about the Word of God, and we trust the Holy Spirit to guide us. Nothing scripted. We just flow with what the Holy Ghost is saying. And I believe God, and usually it's almost 100% of the time you start it off, and then we just
right.
talk.
So you're ready to flow?
I'm ready to flow.
Oh, you're ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready to learn?
We get stuck in the 70s music. I think that may have been 60s.
What are we going to talk about, Kathy?
I have no idea.
Oh, you will now. Okay. Kathy is preaching a message on the tradition of men have made the word of God of no effect. We're going to talk about that today.
Okay.
So let's talk. You wrote the thing.
Well,
let's talk about it.
I was in the middle of writing it. That is part of my the series that I'm doing in the church on Wednesday nights.
Let's talk about
on the Gospel of Mark, and we've come to, it's a 40-part series.
What's the scripture?
And I'm trying to set it up.
Okay, set it up.
So it's a 40-part series, and this will be part 21, and I'll be doing it.
How many parts is it?
40.
Good Lord, that long-winded woman, isn't she?
So that's in Mark. That's in Mark chapter 7. You want to go there?
Let's go to it.
Well, okay, all right. Surprising me today.
This is going to be Kathy's thing here. And while you're turning to Mark chapter 7, I'm going to ask Kathy, I'm going to come do a little interview on Kathy. What traditions of the church you keep, Kathy?
Well, you know, not all tradition is bad.
That's right.
But these traditions that Jesus was talking about, they were criticizing the disciples because they didn't wash their hands before they eat. And
right.
How can you let this happen? They basically are approaching
Jesus. My mama did the same thing to me. She washed them hands, boy. Dirty thing.
But their question wasn't really about hygiene. It was about their ritual.
Who's the person named Gene?
Hi, Gene.
I'm feeling good.
I'm glad.
Go ahead, baby. Go on.
But it was about their traditions, and it was about... Now, Jesus had just done great things in Mark chapter 6. It recorded Jesus feeding the multitudes. It recorded Jesus walking on the water, and that he had come to this side of the Sea of Galilee. And these people was actually a delegation of Pharisees that was sent from Jerusalem.
Did he meet Jesus?
Probably complained by those synagogues.
Did he meet Gene? Gave him a high five.
Hi, Gene. No, they didn't even know Gene.
They didn't know Gene.
No, Gene didn't come around yet. But they were sent. There was a delegation sent from Jerusalem to criticize, probably from those synagogues in the Galilean area who really didn't like the idea of the people listening to Jesus rather than them.
Well, now, what traditions do you keep?
Well, you know, we have a lot of great traditions.
Okay.
We love to... In our church, we like to have communion on the first Sunday of the month.
That's probably the best tradition. He says, do this in remembrance of me.
But, you know, there have been a couple of times where we didn't have it, and people get used to that, and they say, what's going on? They start getting uppity because we didn't do it. But sometimes it shouldn't become religious.
Right.
It should be a condition of the heart. And that's really what Jesus was talking about. They clean the outside of the cup, but the inside of their heart was corrupt.
Yeah. So. Now, I know another tradition that you've kept, I really believe, since the day you got saved. You're a tither. You're a person that gives to God.
Yeah, that's a good tradition.
You
actually,
the
issue was they were dealing with traditions that were of men that were drawn up, a lot of details, like maybe over 1,000 different things that they wrote up. It's like in the Mishnah or something like that they would say that was important on the Sabbath day or different traditions, but they let the word of God, they put it on the equal level of God. What the Bible says, you don't add anything to it, the word of God, you don't take anything away. And they had added all of these things, and they thought the people had to follow it in the same way that they followed thou shalt not kill. Or in fact, Jesus gives them the example of honoring your mother and your father. And they said they had another tradition that if I just said, oh, it's a gift to God, I'm giving to the church, so I don't need to help my mom and daddy. Well, they said that dismissed them from the commandment of God, which said, honor your mother and father. And so even Paul taught, if you don't take care of your family, you're worse than an infidel. So the principles of the kingdom of God that God gave us, gave Moses, the law of Moses, they put on the same level of their other little traditions.
Yeah. And I want to tell you something. When I hear the word tradition, there's a great movie I love. It's a musical.
I know.
And it goes, tradition, tradition,
Fiddler
on the Roof.
On the Roof.
If I was a rich man, yeah, but then, but that, like that movie.
It's a great movie.
But the word tradition, and if you've seen the movie,
was about tradition.
They got the Jewish people were constantly being thrown away and thrown away, and they had to leave the country. And I love at the end, is he walking with his milk cart and his oxen and doing that kind of stuff. And that guy's playing, and he looks at him, and that's the tradition of the Jews. And he says, come on. So traditions are good, but wrong traditions make the word of God of none effect.
That's what he said.
In other words, you can shut that down with your traditions that you think, and most traditions that shut people down or bondage traditions.
Right, verse 13 in Mark chapter 7
says... Okay, let's read it. Was it at verse 13?
Verse 13.
Yeah.
It says, making the word of God of none effect through your tradition, which you have delivered, and many such things do, like the things do ye. He was talking about that one tradition of saying, oh, it's a gift to God, I'm giving to the temple, so I don't have to take care of my family. And basically, it was like a pledge they gave to the church, and they still could use it as they wanted. So
I got a good one, too. A tradition that shuts the word of God down of no effect. A lot of people say, well, healing's not for today. That's a terrible thing to say. Watch this. And you never know what God does. Sometimes he does, and sometimes he don't. That's another tradition thing that's wrong. God always heals. Sometimes it's not always received. And that is simply the truth, ladies and gentlemen. Luke chapter 5, verse 17, Jesus was there to minister to the Pharisee and the doctor of the law, but none of them could accept it. But the man that had his four crazy friends came over there and tore up the roof to get him down the front. And I mean, he had the palsy and everything. He got everything. See, traditions, you know, they say, well, I prayed for that lady and it didn't work. Why? You ever wondered why? It sure wasn't God's fault. And I'm not saying you had a lack of faith or an abundance of belief, but you may be religiously brainwashed instead of New Testament taught.
But if you just think about all the things Jesus was doing in that day that they heard about or saw for themselves, the miracles, the supernatural things were happening, and they didn't have any of that working in their life. But that's what Jesus said, you make the word of God of none effect because of your tradition. Well, so the reason the word of God is not working for you, because you pay more attention to those traditions than what the word of God says.
There was one place that he couldn't do many miracles.
Because of their unbelief.
And of all places, in his hometown
of Nazareth.
You would think you ought to get healed quicker in your church than you would anywhere else. But the traditions of men have made the word of God of none effect. See, I decided to believe God's word and find out what's man's tradition and what's God's tradition. One of the greatest traditions God has, he says, is love everybody.
So true.
Now, he didn't say like everybody. See, a lot of people get that mixed up, see? I mean, sometimes there's some people, let's face it, they're not thorns in the flesh. They're complete bushes. You know what? You already know who they are. You just thought of them. But you have to love them. Yeah, Jesus went through. He didn't like the Pharisee, the Sadducee, or the Zealot. He did not like call them snakes, hypocrites, and vipers. But he went to the cross and died for them. See, there's a difference between love and lack, or love and like, see? So, but as you develop more in the love of the Lord, usually your likeness will begin to change to the right side. See? But when you understand the word of God is so true, that's why, let's just talk about that tithing for a minute. I know a lot of people don't believe in tithing today. Well, you know, it talks about the law. Why don't you just tell the truth? You don't want to give. Just say it. You don't want to do that. Okay, you know, that I can understand. But you know what? God says, give and it shall be given unto you. Yeah. The Lord said, I'll pour you out a blessing that shall not be rum enough to receive it. I know it's in the Old Testament, but there are a lot of good things in the Old Testament. The father Abraham's in the Old Testament. You're going to throw him away? No, I don't think so, right? So what happened is we and Kathy, we love to give spiritually, physically, and financially.
And you know, it's not a tradition. It's the Word of God.
Yeah.
So it's different when it's just a tradition of something that's a good thing to do, or right. rather than what God's Word said. Jesus says, bring all the tithe into the storehouse.
There may be
Malachi,
meat.
There may be meat. Jesus said, give and it shall be given unto you in Luke, mm-hmm. and pressed down, shaken together.
Yeah,
so
six.
The giving is in the Scriptures. That's not a tradition. That's the Word of God.
Yeah. See, so to me, you know, we just enjoy being a part of church. In fact, I find Kathy a lot of time when we're preparing to come to church, if I walk into her bathroom there, she's already writing her check out. Sometimes I'll see her write the check out in the front
our
pew.
Check.
Yeah, our check. That's what I mean. Yeah. yeah, she said this, her money, my money is her money, and her money is her money. Now, that's a tradition at the Jester Plantis household.
yeah,
and that's okay.
And don't you forget it.
And don't you forget it. And but you know what? It's just such a blessing. And I used to ask her or tell her what to give. I don't do that anymore. She just, as the Lord directs and gives.
There are
she
times
does.
When you do.
Every once in a while. Yeah, but I mean, you know, but we just enjoy it. A traditional thing we like. We like praise and worship. In other words, you know, but I mean, there's sometimes, I mean, the God will say, just take over the service now. Shut it down because I got something to say.
That's right.
See, so we don't get locked into an order. We believe in order, and we have a system.
We
sure.
prepare.
It's common sense. But we just make up our mind.
Follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth has come, He'll guide you in all truth. And it's just such a blessing
of
the Lord.
You know, I have a tradition. It's my glorious conference. It's
okay.
coming up.
Yeah.
In just a couple of weeks. We have a lot.
Do you have
the dates?
Call
it a tradition. I've been doing it for over 20 years now. Yeah, the dates are March the 6th at 7 p.m. and Saturday. That's a Friday night. And the Saturday, March the 7th at 9 a.m., that has like two sessions. The first is going to start with a Glorious Living Live. You're going to be on there with me. Thank you very much.
Okay.
And I think you know that.
Well,
and
I will be alive. I will not be dead. I will be alive.
We will be doing it. Yeah, so you'll be able to tune in live. Those that are watching the...
Why don't you just let me announce this?
I'm doing it. Live at 9 a.m., then we have that live, and then we'll break for 15 minutes, and we'll have a full service at 10 o'clock where we'll have worship. I'll be preaching again, and then we'll have giveaways. We have great giveaways for the conference.
So do you know what you're going to give away yet?
Friday, March the 6th, 7 p.m., Saturday, March 7th at 9 a.m., JDM International Headquarters. Admission is free. Be sure to register at JDM.org. It's not required, but it helps us to plan, and it'll also be live streaming on YouTube, Facebook, and the JDM app.
You think you can say it out without moving your hands?
No.
Okay. Let me just
why
say,
is that
ladies and gentlemen.
This is my tradition.
Ladies
I move my hands when I talk.
I'm an announcer. Ladies and gentlemen, Friday, March the 6th at 7 p.m. Saturday, March the 7th at 9 a.m. Where at? At JDM International Headquarters. That's about 6 miles past the wonderful airport of New Orleans. Admission is absolutely free. Register at JDM.org. Streaming live on YouTube, Facebook, and the JDM app. See you there. That's how you say that.
So that's another tradition. He always tries to upend me. You did
good.
Yeah.
Did I do good?
Now, how are you?
Well, it's better than this. I've had it. I'm just joking. Look at that. I can tell when she goes, you know. But anyway, it's a woman's conference. But this is the thing that's amazing about it. For 20 years, men sneak in there. And I asked a couple of them, I said, what are you doing? It's a woman's God. He said, man, I tell them women, they know how to worship God. That is a great compliment. And they get invited. I mean, they get into it. I never thought I would be invited to do it, but Kathy invited me. And I'm telling you, they're wonderful. And Kathy preaches such glorious messages, and God gives it to her. People come from all over the world, and it's just such a blessing. So maybe we get to meet you in person there, too. So come. Are you going to have a book signing and all that kind of stuff?
I am planning on it. I've been asking you if you'll sign along with me, but you haven't,
yeah, but it's your
you haven't committed. But you're speaking at,
no,
the,
speaking
at the live, the chat part. Or
no, they're asking questions and answers, aren't they?
But you're there.
Yeah, well, sure, I'm there, you know. But anyway, God is so good.
Are you
going
to do it, too?
I'm going to see what I can do. I don't know. You know, praise
that's
the
a maybe.
Lord. But anyway, it's one of the greatest
it's a good
traditions
tradition.
That we do. Yeah, we had the same thought right there.
Yeah.
Here at JDM International Headquarters, Covenant Church is such a blessing. You know, so when you think of this, we want to make everything in the Word of God effectual. Mm-hmm. And how we do that is by simply studying His Word, praying His Word, quoting His Word. You heard me say that earlier. But more than that is to bring God as a friend. Because a lot of people don't think of God as a friend. They think of God as, he mean, he's mad, and you better watch what you say. when what he really is a father and his family. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to define God and us together as one, a father and his family. Mm-hmm. Now, you think about that. And have you ever been to your kid's house where you didn't feel welcomed? Because if you did, I'm pretty sure that you didn't feel good about that. But when you have a great family that love each other, that's one of the most wonderful things in the world. It's just such a blessing of the Lord, and I mean that sincerely. You know, Kathy's got counting her. She got four sisters counting her. Five sisters counting her. And you ought to see when they get together. I mean, they may have seen each other yesterday, and then they see each other today like they hadn't seen each other in 40 years. They just kind of enjoy each other, talk, and they laugh, just everything. It's really amazing to see that. She had one of the greatest brothers I think anybody could ever have. He's now in heaven, and that was Darryl, a wonderful guy. It was a blessing. I felt sorry for him because they beat him up all the time. Five girls and one boy.
I remember
but
once
he didn't mind. He
we
just
hung
didn't
him
mind.
Over the swing set. We watched the cowboys and Indians, you know, watched the little westerns, and we'd see how they'd hang him on the tree. So we put a rope around his neck, and all five of us had the rope on one side, and Darryl had the rope around his neck. Mama looked out of the kitchen window. She saw us hanging him. I think it was probably his idea because he liked the.
Yeah,
you know, I don't think he expected what he got, though.
But I mean,
his little feet were hanging off the ground. We were all little.
But I tell you what, he was a fine man, and God got a good man.
He survived
up there.
Us.
He survived, y'all. It was such a blessing. You know, we have a lot of traditions, and one of the traditions that we have here is in the state of Louisiana, we're known for food. I guess you can tell by, you know, that kind of stuff. But we learn, I guess one of the first things most people learn to do is cook. And, you know, when you prepare a sermon, you're cooking. You're putting ingredients in there so people can have flavor of the Word of God, see, and a blessing of the Lord. Now, sometimes the Word of God is a little tough to swallow. Reminds me of some of that medicine Mama wanted me to swallow. I just gagged, so she'd put a little orange flavoring in it. And you know, so you could swallow it, you know. Castor oil. It's one of the most devilish things ever created by mankind. It's terrible.
It's got some good benefits, but I don't think you should drink it.
Oh, Lord. And I used to just hate that stuff. And one time, before I wasn't saved. I was not saved. And sometimes I use words I shouldn't use. It's called cussing. And Mama said, I'm going to wash your mouth out with hot sauce. What she didn't realize was I liked hot sauce. So I just cussed to get a bite. And so I go... Mama said, wait a minute, this ain't working. So she used soap. I never did like that soap. That soap will shut you down, you know, trying to clean me up and things of that nature. There are great traditions in the body of Christ that will keep you clean.
That's good. That's true.
It's a blessing.
Watching the boardroom chats is a good
Amen.
Tradition for a lot of you. We appreciate that. Those are good traditions.
Yeah.
But the whole point of it, that Jesus is trying to tell them that when you put things above the Word of God, this should be a supplement to your personal Bible study. It should encourage you to get deeper into the Word. We do this as a help to you, but your relationship with Jesus is first and foremost. And this is what our ministry is all about. For 50 years now, we've been reaching people and changing lives,
Amen.
Not by us ourselves, but with the Word
sure.
of God.
And with our
by
partners.
Proclaiming the Word of God all over the world.
You know, I travel all over the world, but I don't go by myself. I take you, my partner, with me. You want a tradition at the Planters household is when we get up, I see Kathy coming down the hall, and she's got her iPad or telephone, and she's about ready to do a devotion. She starts studying the Word, praying the Word, whatever she's doing right there. She'll have a cup of coffee or something like that. We don't talk to each other very much in the morning, not because we're mad at each other, because we know we respect each other's time, because we have a tradition that we love. It's called devotion. Yeah, so I have my devotion. She has her devotion. Those kind of things of that nature, and you can tell when she's finished with hers. You can tell when I'm finished with mine. Then we might say a few words or whatever, and I'll put the television on, watch, see if the weather is, what's going to happen, things of that nature. So there are some great traditions, as we said earlier, but get away from those that make the Word of God of none effect.
Yeah, the New Living Translation of that verse, chapter 7 of Mark, verse 13 says. And so you cancel the Word of God in order to hand down your own tradition. So you can never put tradition above God. The Word of God has to be the final authority in every part of your life.
Every area of your life. If you really want a good life, spiritually, physically, and financially, mm-hmm. and I'm not saying this because I'm a preacher. I'm saying this because this is truth. Put God first every day. Every day. And if you can, every hour. You don't have to be praying every hour, but your spirit is emanating life every hour, every minute, every second. And I've said this so many times, and I truly believe it, that the only Jesus some people may ever see is what? The Jesus in you,
or
the Jesus in me. We need to share that.
That's right.
And constantly, you know, but not time we share our religious beliefs. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying they're bad. I'm saying when you share Jesus, it's uplifting. When I don't go into hospitals very much because I'm not a pastor. Kathy is, and you know, because I travel all the time. But a lot of people may get sick. You go visit them, and I never forget there was a heart surgeon walking down the hospital halls, and me and Kathy were there, and there was some people that we were going to pray for. And things of that nature. And he looked at me and he said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm making my rounds," just like you are. See, he made his rounds and we made our rounds to pray for people and minister to people and help people. I kind of feel led of the Lord to pray for you right now. Mm-hmm. Maybe you need someone to visit you in your hospital room. Or maybe you're home and you're not in the hospital, but you ain't feeling very well. Or maybe, I don't know, you're having financial difficulty or you're having trouble with your marriage. I don't know, those kind of things. But the prayer of faith will change all of that.
That's right.
So, Kathy, give me a hand. Let's just pray for people. Father,
thank you, Jesus.
I come boldly to the throne of grace with these petitions,
yes, Lord,
and supplications with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
I'm going to say thank you because you're going to answer this prayer. Father, I ask you to touch people that are watching today that are struggling spiritually, physically, financially.
Thank you.
Whatever Lord. They might be going through, let them get through, get to the other side.
Strengthen
to God, and let them
Jesus.
Go to the Word of God and drink it like a great glass of cold water
fresh.
When you're thirsty.
Thank
Father,
you,
I decree and declare it in the name of Jesus and Satan, I bind you and get great pleasure in telling you to get under these people's feet.
Amen.
Lord, you said if two of us agree with Kathy's one and
yes.
I'm two, you three. Boy, that's a good tradition because that's scripture.
Yes.
We speak it right
Thank
now.
Thank you, Lord.
Happening right now as they view this.
Amen, Lord.
And Lord, let it come. If they're physically sick, let the healing power of God flow
Amen.
Through our mouth into this camera
Thank you,
to
Lord.
Wherever they are.
Thank you, Jesus.
Or financially help. Put angels on assignment to get the things that people need so they can function in life.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I decree it and I declare
Thank
it
you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Amen
yes.
and amen. If you prayed that prayer with us, it's working. Because
mm-hmm.
I sensed it as I was praying. I mean, let me tell you something. Prayer works
mm-hmm.
if you believe it. When you pray, believe that you receive, not when you get it.
That's right.
Not when you see it, but when you
when
pray.
You pray.
That's Mark 11, 23 and 24.
Amen.
Believe that you receive. You talk about it, you start doing that tradition, you'll never struggle in life in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
None whatsoever. I'll give you an example before we close. When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane. Now, you talk about a tough time. Oh, Bob said he sweat like blood came out of it.
Right.
But he wasn't, guess what happened? He was talking because he knew, and it wasn't the beatings, which were just terrible crucifixion and beat that man, was the weight of sin that he had to bear, my sin, your sin. He said, if this cup could pass on me, then he shuts it down. Actually proves the Pauline revelation that was going to be wrote later. Not my will, but thine be done. But you know what? Guess what God did in that garden? He sent him an angel.
Yeah.
To strengthen him.
To strengthen him.
Send him an angel. Maybe you're going to a tough time.
God will
send you an angel.
Whatever it is you need.
And
Bible
right. said you've entertained angels unaware. Think about that for a minute. Mm. You may meet an angel today and you're not even realizing it. And you'll go, whew, boy, I tell you how we got through that. And that angel made it happen. So watch this. Use the good traditions. Find them in the Word of God.
Right.
Stay away from man's junk.
Yes.
And use God's stuff, and it'll work for you, not some of the time,
but
all
time.
The time. This is Jesse and Kathy saying we love you, we really do. Thank you, partners, once again, for supporting this ministry, and thank you that are going to support it. And we're going to have a wonderful time around the throne of God. See you next time, right here at our Boardroom Chats.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.